Hi, my name's Boris Jardine. I'm a curator at the Science Museum, and of all the extraordinary innovations of the last century, I think the most impressive by far is X-ray crystallography. Before X-ray crystallography, scientists could only conjecture about the way atoms arrange themselves to make up substances, and that includes biological molecules like proteins and vitamins, so really important stuff. Then, in 1913, father and son, William and Lawrence Bragg, one at Leeds and the other at Cambridge, worked out precisely how X-rays interact with atoms as they pass through matter. One way to think about this is by analogy. Imagine the shadow cast by a chandelier, a seemingly random jumble of shapes and lines cast on the wall. But is it possible to reconstruct the shape of the chandelier from the shadow alone? This is similar to the problem the Braggs faced with X-rays, and they said, yes, you could take what's called an X-ray diffraction pattern, that's like the shadow, and reconstruct in 3D the arrangement of atoms, potentially unlocking atomic structure itself. It's an amazing achievement, and both were awarded Nobel Prizes. Lawrence Bragg, who was only 25, is still the youngest ever winner. With the new tool of X-ray crystallography, science was transformed. The structure of DNA, worked out by Crick and Watson in 1953, was based on Rosalind Franklin's X-ray crystallography. It's also allowed us to understand the good and the bad, how proteins pass oxygen to our muscles, and how viruses infect us and do so much damage. To paraphrase the great X-ray crystallographer Max Perutz, it's even told us why blood is red and grass is green. It is, said Perutz, the key to the secret of life.
Find out more about great British innovations, including two by me, by visiting www.topbritishinnovations.org.